We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
We are so glad you are on board today as we get into the second hour of the program. And I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe across the way. You want to follow us over there on Twitter? You can. You can tweet us at @Bill_Michaels or follow us there at @Bill_Michaels at Radio Joe Sports, the Facebook fan page. Great way to get a hold of us as well. Some emails coming in there. Simply go to Facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. And in addition to that, you can always find us at the website, BillMichaelsSports.com. That is BillMichaelsSports.com. There is also the Radio.com app. You can download that and take us with you everywhere you go. So a lot of ways, I should say, for you to stay in touch with the program. So what did I take away from the weekend? We'll get back into this. But the Bucks tonight, they're going to close it out. And, you know, I know there's some people going into the whole discussion of you know, how you go about this, Giannis and such. This is the postseason. Your foot goes to the floor until you know that the game is in hand. I don't care if you win by one or you win by 50. Just win tonight and get it over with. End this thing. Get it over with, period. Done. Watch Detroit go away. It's over. We all know who's going to win this series. Just get it done with. No, I'm not worried about coming back to Milwaukee and playing, you know, a game in which the Bucks can make money or something like that, and then they don't have to, you know, they can actually get a little bit more revenue. And no, not at all, not at all. Celtics closed it out. Boston wins a series, 4-0 against Indiana. They put them away yesterday over in Indy, 110-106. I tell you what, Gordon Hayward was playing well, Kyrie playing well. That team right now, for all the problems they had in the season, you know, Al Horford always seems to play well against the Bucks, and he ended up with a minimal 14 points yesterday, but 14 points, 12 boards, 5 assists, a good day out of him. And they could kind of coast. Kyrie only needed to drop 14. 14 points, 7 assists yesterday in that effort. And, you know, but they had, you know, Hayward came off the bench and dropped 20, as I had mentioned. Morris comes off the bench yesterday, gives him 18. Just everybody that came up big yesterday was in the plus-minus column. They're all in the positive, and not by a little, but by mostly a lot. So yesterday, big day for them. Rozier came in and drops 11 on them. Their bench, I don't think, is as deep as what the Bucks have, but they're a good team top to bottom. So Boston is going to be, I said this before, these two teams are going to clash in the next round of the postseason, and I really believe that this is the Eastern Conference Finals. Because Boston was supposed to be what the Bucks are this year. And they had issues. They had some infighting. They had some chemistry issues. But it seemed like once they got to the postseason, they have now flipped the switch. And this is back to being a really good, dangerous basketball team. So get this thing over with tonight. No reason to extend your legs any further. And then get yourself ready for round two against Boston. And that'll be the first thing they do at the Fiserv Forum. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Back into what you took away from the weekend, though. Great to see the Bucks get an easy win, but the Brewers, in the 5 games the Brewers have won in this 5-8 record they've had since the 8-2 start, Brewers are averaging 7 runs a game. But when they're not scoring 7 runs a game, their pitching staff's given up 5.87 runs per game, almost 6 runs a game in their losses. In 8 losses, they've given up 47 runs. So, and we sit here talking about different ways to maybe produce a better lineup, You know, obviously the battery behind the plate. Pena is undefeated. He's 5-0 with a couple of shutouts when he's been behind the plate to start things off. So things have been good pitching staff-wise when Pena's been in there, but how do you take Yasmani Grandal and take his 300-plus batting average and his 1.013 OPS? How do you take that even out of the lineup? How do you even think about it at this point when the team needs all the runs they can get when the pitching staff isn't well? It's kind of a damned if you do and damned if you don't scenario. But what did you take away from the weekend, other than what some of the numbers that I gave you? Because in all of Major League Baseball right now, the Milwaukee Brewers, offensively speaking, they rank 7th in runs scored, 3rd in home runs, 6th in team walks, 8th in OPS, and 5th in slugging percentage. They are in the top 8 categories. They're in the top 8 of every category in Major League Baseball right now, offensively. They're fantastic. So, offensively speaking, you're not dying right now with some of the guys that just aren't hitting the baseball. Where you're dying is some of the runs given up by this pitching staff. And I had mentioned this earlier, that the Brewers pitching staff last year, they were up there. They were top 5 in team ERA. They were 6th in WHIP. And right now they rank 24th in team ERA and 20th in WHIP. They're not getting the job done from the hill. 855-830-8648. Pick one. What did you take away from this weekend? Bucks, Brewers, anything else for that matter? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. If you want to get a hold of us, that's the way to do so. Got a couple of emails here that I wanted to get to. I didn't get to in the first hour. I wanted to get to now. I got one from Jimmy. By the way, speaking of Jimmy, our other Jimmy, Jimmy Shapiro from betonline.ag. And I had mentioned the odds to win the championship. Who's the favorite to win the championship now? Still Golden State. But now number 2 in all the NBA to win the championship, the Milwaukee Bucks. 5-1 odds. Vegas says Milwaukee, the second best team right now in all of the NBA. As far as the as far as their odds go to win it all. The Bucks, the favorite, 11-10 to win the East. Toronto, surprisingly, at 9-4. Boston, then 7-2. Philadelphia 5-1, and then Orlando, Brooklyn, and Detroit. Detroit about to be bounced out of the postseason, though. Western Conference, obviously, it's Golden State, then Houston, then Denver, and then Portland. So there you go. But the Bucks now second favorite. Second favorite in the NBA to win it all. 855-830-8648. What'd you take away from the weekend? This one's from Jimmy, and Jimmy writes, hey guys, love the program. By the way, Jimmy's listening to us in Manitowoc today. He's out on the road, loves the radio.com app. And he says that I'm getting more and more frustrated with his pitching staff, and why can't David Stearns go out and spend some additional money on an arm that we know is proven rather than bringing up the young guys and hoping they pitch well? They usually have a good game or two in them until teams begin to get a book on them, and then they end up getting sent down because their stuff just isn't good enough and the adjustments just aren't there to keep up with major league hitting. Well, I think the Brewers look at it as, hey, you get 2 or 3 starts and you get 2 or 3 wins or good outings and you save the bullpen a little bit. Maybe Corbin Burns goes down, the minors, figures some things out, comes back up, and then kind of goes from there. We'll wait and see. But I think that's kind of the thinking right now. You're trying not to go out and get yourself a free agent, but it's something that this is the nightmare of being a general manager, because at the beginning of the season, go back to spring training when David Stearns was in the booth with us live on the air. And I had asked him, I said, why are you not going out and getting another arm? And he said, look, we believe in the depth we have. We believe in the guys we got. Now, at the time, you weren't talking about Corey Knebel being lost for the season and Jeremy Jeffress starting out the season in the minors because it just took him a while to develop. And you weren't. And Corbin Burns, by many accounts, has some of the best stuff on the entire staff. But he's not throwing it on the corners. He's not throwing it, you know, for corner strikes and painting the black and getting movement. He's you know, throwing BBs down the middle, and he needs to go work that out. So they weren't counting on all of that at the time. They believe they had enough depth, and they still do. Otherwise, they'd be making a move. But if things continue in this trajectory, then you're almost forcing the hand for them to go out and get somebody. But I don't think it's going to happen quick. Although I will say this, Joe, when you and I last talked, we thought, you know, Corbin Burns, he's got a few more starts in him before they make a decision. And they didn't wait too long. They said, no, we're done. He's got to go. He's got to go down. We'll bring up, and make a move here. And Adrian Hauser is going to be our guy. But no, Corbin Burns, we're not going to give him another chance.
Well, when I was down at Miller Park on Thursday, Craig Counsell emphasized again that they want Corbin Burns to be a starter, that the potential the pitches that he already has.
Yeah.
There's really no reason to move him to the bullpen. So sending him down to AAA to start games, get innings, try to mix in more of his pitches, that, to me, I have no problem with that at all. And yeah, you could move Corbin Burnes to the pen, and he could be an asset back there because he was an asset to the Brewers last year. But at the end of the day, they are trying to find a legitimate starting pitcher out of this kid. So they're going to do what they need to do, having him work it out in AAA.
We just didn't think they were going to make that move that quick.
I didn't think it was going to be that quick, but I mean, it just goes to show how they see Corbin Burnes. So don't expect him to be coming out of the pen anytime soon. They want to work this out, and they also don't want to have a knee-jerk reaction that they don't want to give up on him too soon, where they can say, all right, well, he's never going to be a starting pitcher, so bullpen it shall be. They really believe in him.
Well, the guy that had all the stuff, too, was Willie Peralta. They waited on him forever. So they're not going to give up on Corbin Burnes after a few bad starts.
Right.
But I just didn't know that they were going to – I didn't think that they were going to send him down that quick. Although, when we did our 25 in, our 25th man the other day, I said Corbin Burnes might be the guy. He might be on his way out.
Well, we said Jake Petrushka 25 and Corbin Burnes 24, and guess what? Both of them are in AAA. Yep. So we got that one right. We talked about last hour, Bill, about Yasmani Grandal playing first base.
Right.
Zach tweeted at me at Radio Joe Sports. He said, shocked you aren't talking about your boy Mauricio Dubon playing second and then putting Moose at first or Travis Shaw at first. Or you could do Keston Hira as another option. I know they have to wait until at least the end of May for the whole contract eligibility thing, but it is an option. And yeah, I agree with him. You don't want to get their clocks ticking right away, Dubon and Keston Hira. But if they continue to swing the bat well and Jesus Aguilar continues to fail, I mean, why not put Moose or Shaw at first base and call up one of your prospects? I don't have a problem with that either. There are some other options, some other workarounds that you can do here, but I'm still not giving up on Jesus Aguilar. The guy was an all-star last year. I don't know what Andy Haynes has to do with him, but I'm not giving up on him. I'm not.
855-830-8648. We're going to get back into all the phone calls, I promise you, coming up. But Steve Novak from Fox Sports Wisconsin, the Bucks analyst and also my co-host for the Milwaukee Basketball Hour, going to be joining us coming up next. Stay tuned. We're going to talk some Bucks basketball as they throttle down tonight. They end this thing and get ready for Boston. More of the Bill Michael Show coming up next.
Border to Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Show, we continue on. We are glad you are here today as the Bucks. Today we should be talking about more Bucks than anything, even though there is some concern regarding the Milwaukee Brewers. Bucks basketball, big blowout win over the weekend again, probably in what I would have considered to be their toughest game going into the first game back in Detroit. Should have been a crowd that was behind their team trying to show something. And they ended up getting promptly, beaten and blown out. And now you've got Game 4 coming up tonight. You've got Boston already waiting for you. Talking more about it, Steve Novak, Bucks TV analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin, co-host of the Milwaukee Basketball Hour, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Steve, how you doing, man?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm good. What is your confidence level the Bucks got to win tonight?
It's high. It obviously should be just based on the way they played. And I think just what you just said, game three was really supposed to be, I think, the game for Detroit to have the series shift to Detroit and have their crowd behind them and have Blake Griffin playing for the first time in the series. And, really game three did not look any different than games one and two, where Milwaukee showed they were the better team. And I think the Bucks are just doing too much right now for Detroit to kind of figure out how to beat this team. So I expect at this point, history has shown obviously that teams that are down 0-3 have never come back to win in the playoffs. And so I don't expect, after watching these first three games, that tonight would be much different. Could they find some energy somewhere and get something going? Sure, but I think we know the result of this series very shortly.
Bucks bench outscoring Detroit's bench 42-27 in the last ballgame. And I've said there are some teams that may be able to go toe-to-toe with the Bucks starting five in matchups, but the Bucks bench has been pretty much the difference all season long. This is just such a deep bench. You get, you know, every night, again, Ilyasova gives you 15 the other night. Mirotić comes out and gives you 12. He appears to be shooting the ball better. George Hill. So it wasn't Connaughton this time. It was George Hill and company that give you. Every night it's somebody different, and it's hard to beat a team when they have that much depth, isn't it?
It is hard to beat a team that, you know, like you're saying, can go to their eighth, ninth, tenth guy and get contributions. But I think that the thing that's really made this bench go this year in big part has been also how good the starters have been. The fact that the starters have been able to outplay the five other starters on the other team. And in this series, it's been no different. Going into game three, I think the starters for the Bucks were averaging 85 points a game as a group of starters, and the Pistons were averaging 52. So, you know, the Bucks starters were scoring 33 more points than the Detroit starters were, and so that means that the bench for the Bucks are going to be able to, you know, play more minutes, and Pat Connaughton can get a game where he is the leading minute guy in game one. And game two, Pat scores 18 points and has 9 rebounds. So to the bench's credit, to guys like Pat, guys like Sterling Brown, they've come in, they've played those minutes, they've got their confidence up, they've earned the confidence of their teammates by being able to play. But there's no question that Giannis and Chris and Bledsoe and Brooke, those guys they've put the beat down on a lot of teams and allowed for these bench guys to be better because they're playing more minutes and getting good opportunity throughout the whole year.
Now, I know we're going to find out more tomorrow night, but let's just say you get Brogdon back, and I'm not going to even think that he's going to start, you know, playing many minutes, but just the fact that you get him back and you have another guy to go to for a short period of time, what does that do to this team? What does that do to depth? What does that do for maybe a little bit of morale going, okay, we're coming back to full strength here now?
Yeah, he's been such a big piece, you know, for this group, and, you know, especially more than anything, I think, the way that Malcolm performs late in games, and specifically game-winning shots and last-minute shots, you know, I think we know that the entire playoffs are not going to look like Bucks-Pistons, where the Bucks have really, you know, won these games by an average of 24 points, which is kind of ridiculous. But the playoffs are going to be tight games. There are going to be possessions that swing the momentum that are everything, because we watched the Bucks play Boston last year, and we know, right? The Bucks won all their home games. Boston won all their home games, and it's like a shot here or there, and a game that you win here or there is going to be the difference in these playoffs. And Malcolm Brogdon has been clutch. You know, he runs the team. He gets guys the ball in the right spot. He knows. He's just a heady, high IQ player. And, you know, I think just going to the next series, what it looks like, what appears to be against, obviously, Boston, you know, he'll be huge to be back. So if he can get in just a little bit of rhythm before it's really full go time, I mean, that'd be fantastic.
So give me the lowdown, your thoughts on Boston. Boston puts away Indiana. And again, look, some people say, well, you know, the Bucks would have beaten Indiana by more. That's fine. But the bottom line is Boston swept them. Boston's now sitting there with as much rest as you, waiting for you right now. So, one, it's imperative to me anyway that the Bucks get this win and get this thing over with and get ready for Boston. But, two, I still think I give all the respect to Boston. Boston, for a long time this season, seemed a little bit dysfunctional. They were supposed to be what the Bucks are, and now they're putting it together. And we all know you got to be healthy, you got to be hot, you got to be good, and you got to be lucky. And they're putting it all together at the right time.
I think that's exactly right. You know, I think that, you know, Bucks win 60 games this year, Boston wins 49. I don't think that really matters. I think that when the playoffs come, how you're playing, if you're healthy, like you just said, kind of the state of your team at that time is what it's all about. Because this seven game series, you know, if you were the eighth seeded team and you're playing great, and you're the one seeded team is playing terrible and they have injuries and all this other bad stuff going on, well, maybe the eighth seed is the better team. I do think that the Milwaukee Bucks have proven throughout this entire season they are the better team than the Boston Celtics, but it will look nothing like the Bucks-Detroit series. The Boston Celtics are a very good playoff team. I think we watched that series last year. But that being said, I think that, you know, the Bucks are so much better of a team than they were last year. You have to consider that, along with the fact that guys like Chris Middleton averaged 25 points a game last year against the Celtics in those seven games where he played 40 minutes and put up awesome numbers. So, you know, he matches up well with them for whatever reason, plays well in Boston. He had averaged 28 points a game and shot 60% from three against Boston last year. So, you know, I like that, knowing that Chris Middleton plays great against them and the Bucks. They are for sure a better team than they were last year. And I think Boston looks to me similar to who they were last year.
So when it comes down to Boston in the matchup, which we all know is going to happen, is the bugaboo just trying to get last year and that team out of your head and get that win, or is it to try to get that bugaboo out of your head by getting a win on the road?
Yeah, I do think that this Milwaukee Bucks team is going to win road playoff games. Yes, you're right. Last year it was we have got to have home court this year because, look, they won all their home games. They're great at home, but they lost all their road games. I think there wasn't a better road team in the league than the Milwaukee Bucks this year. I think they proved that to beat the Bucks four times is going to be a really tall task. And the Bucks have gone into other places and proven they can play in tough environments. They can play a consistent game no matter if the calls are going one way or the shots aren't going one way. They can still find ways to win games. So, you know, I think winning on the road will be a big accomplishment, something for the fans to go, okay, good, they're doing that. But really, I think this Bucks team internally, they know that they can win on the road. They've done it all year.
So the way they've used the lineup, and I know there's some talk about, you know, with Giannis and knees and the rest and this and that, and I'd said tonight, you hammer down. There is no talk of resting anybody. I think at this point that's crazy. This is the postseason. You're not talking about a regular season game getting them ready for the postseason. This is the postseason. You're not resting anybody. You want to put the last nail in the coffin, get this thing over with, and move on, correct?
You do. Yeah, no, you're not resting anybody. I mean, you rest guys, get guys ready for the playoffs. This is the playoffs. You don't mess with, like you said, if someone's hurt, if they need the rest because they're going to compromise, obviously, their health long-term, or you know, you're going to cost your team the series or something like that, fine. You got to rest if someone's banged up. That's not the case. You finish this. And look, yeah, Boston swept Indiana, great. Does Milwaukee want to sweep Detroit? Yeah, but not because Boston did it to Indy. Because the Bucks are building towards winning a championship. They got to continue to smack teams, to take care of business, to grow each game like they've talked about all year. Use each game to get better, to learn, to hold each other accountable, and you know, I don't think that tonight will be any different. They're building towards something bigger than this game four. They're building towards next round and beyond, and want to keep that playoff momentum.
Always good, my friend. Tomorrow night should be a good one down at Rare Steakhouse, Milwaukee, down there on Michigan. Hopefully, we get a lot of people down there. But tomorrow night's gonna be interesting because we'll find out more about Malcolm Brogdon.
Absolutely, yeah. Looking forward to talking to him tomorrow at Rare.
Should be a good one. Steve, have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it, pal. Okay.
We'll see you there.
All right, buddy. There you go. Steve Novak from Fox Sports Wisconsin, Bucks analyst, going to be joining us tomorrow night down there at Rare Steakhouse, Milwaukee, as we have the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. It is from 6 to 7 on many of these same stations tomorrow night. It will be packed. The bar in that area is not that big. So if you're going to go to the show and you want a seat, you better get there early. Get there early. And maybe 5 o'clock-ish, maybe earlier. And come on down and enjoy it, because we're going to have a good time tomorrow night talking with Malcolm Brogdon as this team prepares for the second round of the playoffs, and hopefully we're talking about a sweep. And then we're going to get the lowdown on Malcolm Brogdon and the health, and then cross your fingers that he comes back and can give you not a lot, but just some quality minutes and start to get his shooting back. And we're going to find out more about his workouts and how he's been doing as well, and how much he's been able to shoot since this whole injury began a while back. So hang in there for that tomorrow night, but we'll see you down there at the Rare Steakhouse, Milwaukee, tomorrow night, 6 to 7 for the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. Steve joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are glad you are here today. Radio Joe across the way. I'm Bill Michaels. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical, and we are in spring. We are in the swing of spring, so to speak. And hey, if the old saying, when spring is in the air, so is love, and it's not working out for you because of ED, erectile dysfunction, no despair. My good friends, the medical experts at Neumel Medical Center, they've been helping guys just like you throughout the state of Wisconsin, beyond the borders, to put the ED behind them and the reclaiming of a healthy, fulfilling sex life. They have a 98% success rate at treating guys with ED. 98%. If you're sluggish, you're irritable, you're foggy, you don't have stamina, you don't have energy, could be low T if you're over the age of 30. It's real simple. Go in and get your numbers checked just to see if you do or even have the start of low T. Neumel helped me out with that big time. Saving a lot of the energy, mental sharpness, all that kind of good stuff to keep up with my busy lifestyle, which is going to get busier as the summer gets here and the affiliate visits start to pick up. Hey, and if you want to shed some pounds, and I jumped on this thing about 2 weeks ago, down 12 pounds already, and it works. Although yesterday, I got to admit, I ate like I was going to the electric chair, but man, it really does. Once it starts falling off, it falls off. And I'm down over a total of 57, something like that, since I really started this about a year and a half ago, but it's been great. Discover the new you. All you got to do is call my friends over at the Neumel Medical Center, 414-455-4451, 414-455-4451. That is the Neumel Medical Center. There is some suggestions out there. Again, we're hearing of this, and again, people start to get off on this, but there's some suggestions out there that the Packers must take a quarterback. And I tell the people that continually say that, you must be crazy. You're not taking a quarterback. You're not. You just paid Rodgers. You traded for DeShone Kizer. You've got some belief there right now. I'm not worried about it. Maybe in a year or two. Right now, nah, baby, nah. You're not taking one. You have other holes to fill. You need every draft choice. You need at least 3 to 4, maybe even 5 starters out of this thing that are really going to be beneficial to this team or big-time rotational guys. You need to bolster. You need the draft to hit because you need good quality depth because you've got to bolster your special teams, which sucked swamp water last year. You need too much. And you got now, if Kyler Murray falls to you, then you take Kyler Murray. He's the best available player, okay? But beyond that, I am not taking a quarterback. I know some of you say, hey, well, Ron Wolf took one every year. Well, that's fine. But he wasn't taking him in the first round. And he was taking him in 6th and 7th and develop a guy, maybe trade for him a little bit later on down the road and get some more picks. And that's great. But, you know, and I had a guy again today. Well, Ted Thompson took Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, but Brett Favre had already said he was talking about retirement. So you had to start thinking about the future. Right now, you just signed Aaron Rodgers to a long-term deal. You're not thinking about the future. You're thinking about the right now with Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback. You're not thinking about whether or not Aaron Rodgers will or will not come back next year. You know, the only time you're going to need a guy is if Aaron Rodgers goes down with any kind of a major injury. But I don't think that I'm going in that direction for at least another year. Maybe two. Because you got to believe, right, at this point, that Aaron Rodgers is committed to the next at least 4 years. So if you drafted a guy right now, his contract's coming due by the time Aaron Rodgers is even thinking about retirement, and you're going to need to know whether or not to pay this guy who's going to want to go off elsewhere and become a starter. You're not doing it. You're just not doing it. Ain't happening. So I'm not thinking quarterback. I don't know if you are. If you are, that's fine. But I'm not doing it. It just ain't happening on my end. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Not going to happen. Meanwhile, the Green Bay Packers, by the way, picking at 12th. I would be taking anything but a quarterback. And if you can get yourself defensive prowess, do it. I know there's more and more mock drafts that are out there that are saying the Packers are going to go in an offensive direction. While I know it's not going to be the popular pick, if the Packers go in that direction, I can't argue with it. I just can't. I think that right now, the way it stands, their offensive line, I mean, protecting Aaron Rodgers is your number one priority. And they did fill some holes with free agency over on the defense, but You know, you need offensive line and offensive line depth. You don't have it. This is it for Spriggs. This is his swan song. And there's not many others I even feel confident in. So this is it. You got to put guys up in front of Aaron Rodgers that are going to keep him upright. You know, if I start going through this and I say Jason Spriggs, are you fired up? Alex Light? You did get Cole Madison back. Maybe he's going to give you something, but he didn't play football at all last year. Justin McCray? Does he fire you up? Now, don't forget there's Billy Turner. They picked him up. So you got Billy Turner. You got Cole Madison. You got Nico Siragusa, who you picked up from Baltimore. But I'm still not thrilled with the overall depth they have. If you can find yourself a starter of the future, I'm going for it. 855-830-8648. Your thoughts. But I'm not taking a quarterback right here, right now. Just saying. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk a little hockey. Our buddy John Greenberg, who has done so much not only for the community, but the fact that we talk about wanting to win and getting into the postseason, they do it almost every year. They do have a Calder Cup championship under their belts, and they're going back, and they really won a lot of games and streaked into the postseason. And we're going to talk to him about this team and about this team finally coming back home to play some playoff hockey. That is coming up next on The Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Show on the air. We are glad you are on board. Hey, a ride around the block is not what you need when you go to buy a new vehicle. That's one of the biggest purchases in your life. And my friends out of Van Horn Automotive, they say, hey, look, we're the home of the 90-day test drive. You say, what? That's right. 90 days you get the vehicle. All you got to do is go to VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com to see what qualifies. But Van Horn Automotive, the home of the 90-day test drive program. I did it. Loved the truck that I'm in. I wanted a luxury car, but I found the luxury car wrapped in a pickup truck. Went out there, got the truck, have had it now 6-7 months. Love the thing. As a matter of fact, it's doing yeoman's work in moving a couple of households. And now I'm into the landscape portion of things, getting out the gravel and dropping it around the lava rock around the house and all the mulch. Anyway, long story short is, great to work with. And by the time you get done with a 90-day test drive, one, you can take it back. If you don't want it, no questions asked. You're done. No further commitment. Boom. Bada bing. Done. And if you do want it, you can get up to $2,000 off. They're basically paying you to drive the thing around for a while. It's awesome. All you got to do is check it out for yourself. And if you want to fall into the same love that I did, go to VanHornAuto.com. That is VanHornAuto.com. And check them out for yourself. That is VanHornAuto.com. Got John. Is John Greenberg ready? He is? Oh, I didn't see him on there. Oh, Greeny, how you doing, buddy?
I'm here, Bill, ready to go.
Oh, good. Well, let's first and foremost get people up to date, because you guys needed to get into the postseason with a lot of wins, and damn if you didn't. You guys went and did yeoman's work just to get there. Now, obviously, you don't want to stop when you get there, but give us an update as to how you're doing so far in the postseason.
Yeah, well, we just played our first game of the series last night, and let's put it this way: we're looking forward to game two.
You got blanked, didn't you?
Well, yeah, we lost. We got throttled pretty good, 7-0, which is it just kind of turned into a bit of a steamroller, and we had played a little bit of undisciplined hockey. We gave Iowa 9 power plays in the game, which is ludicrous. So the basic thing is we killed off 8 of them. So it was just a crazy game. And, I think tomorrow night we play game 2 here. We'll play a much more disciplined game, and I think that'll hopefully yield a good result.
Hopefully you're tying up the series. You're coming back home where you need the fan support down at the UW-Milwaukee Panther Arena. And I tell you, the last couple of times I've been there, the crowds have been nuts. You guys are doing really, really well this year. And as much as we've talked, and I hate to go back to that, about moving from the Bradley Center over to the UW Panther Arena, the intimate experience, I think, has helped your fan base.
Well, I don't think there's any question. I think it's been a wonderful for us. Obviously, it was a necessary one because it was either that or we weren't going to have any place to play.
Right.
So it was a good thing, and you know, we have had some electric nights in there. You know, that last game of the regular season when you know, we needed to win in order to get into the playoffs and get a little bit of help that night, and had the Billy Currington concert.
I was there.
We played a spectacular game. We sold the place out. It was electric in there, and it was just, it was so much fun. It was very, very rewarding to be in that atmosphere that we worked so hard to try and create.
That was a 5-0 shutout, and you guys were up like 3-0 before you had a chance to sit down with your first beer.
Yeah, yeah, that was true. We scored 3 goals in the first 2 minutes that night, and then in the second period, we scored 2 goals real quick again, and you know, that guys just played a really good hockey game, and you know, I think we need to get ourselves back to that position moving forward here, because you know, we don't want to come home down 2-0. That'd be not good. So we're going to try and figure this out for tomorrow night.
That's my next question. So tomorrow night, you guys got one, because this is the best of five.
It is a best of five series.
Okay.
So these are the only two games here in Iowa that we will get back home, and then the final three will be at Panther Arena starting on Thursday night. So we hope people will come out. You know, playoff hockey is a lot of fun, very intense, and you know, we need our fans. We need people in the building helping us out. It's a little different, you know, working in with a minor league sport as opposed to what the Bucks are doing, obviously, or the Brewers did, where you go to the postseason and it's just an automatic thing that you're going to sell the place out. It doesn't happen that way. Our business is very group driven during the regular season, and so we really need individual buyers to come out and fill the place up. So it's we're expecting to have a nice crowd, but we certainly will have room for you if you want to make a last minute decision to come out on Thursday night.
Big group of people needed for Thursday night, and then let's just say you guys get some wins and continue to advance. People will need to go to MilwaukeeAdmirals.com to get tickets, correct?
Yeah, they can go to MilwaukeeAdmirals.com. They can certainly give our offices a call. You know, we'll be happy to help you out that way. And tickets are reduced in price in the first round, so you can come into a playoff game for $8, which is a phenomenal price. The tickets range from $8 up to $30, $30 on the glass in the front row, and $8 for a whole bunch of seats in the building. So it's a great way to come out and not have to spend a whole lot of money to be able to watch playoff hockey.
It has been it's been strong. I saw your owner Harris Tur, coming out of the Billy Currington concert, and it has been strong fan support. Now, you had mentioned that the place had sold out down there for the last one of the season, but overall, your season ticket base has been really fantastic, haven't it?
It has. You know, we've continued to grow that. Our staff has worked very, very hard to put us in a position to be successful that way, and our fans have been great about making the investment to come out and see Admirals hockey. And we've tried to make it as economical as we can, very much geared toward spreading out your payments. If you're making season tickets, you don't have to lump that all in at one time unless you want to. You can pay every month now year round. It's a subscription type of thing. So people have kind of really enjoyed the fact that they can just spend a little bit of money every month and have 6 or 7 months of really fun entertainment.
Hey, before I let you go, you guys have been obviously fantastic, but it's still fun. You got Pekka Rinne still playing for Nashville. Nashville, you're the parent company. I was watching them over the weekend. It didn't turn out the way they wanted, but it's great for fans in this year. I know they have viewing parties at certain places. I know Stenny's is big because they're into hockey down there. But it's been fantastic to watch some of these guys that we see on the ice at the UW Panther Arena that are now playing up in the NHL that were big-time contributors for you guys that are now big-time contributors in the NHL postseason.
Absolutely. Well, the motto of the road to Nashville goes through Milwaukee certainly continues. I mean, we've had double digits in the teens in terms of players that have been on our club over the years who are playing for Nashville, playing for Stanley Cups, and huge game for Nashville tonight, and I believe there's another viewing party in Milwaukee for that this evening at Major Goolsby's downtown. So,
okay,
people want to come down and wear their Preds colors or wear their Admirals colors, and hopefully we get the Preds to continue their series. They're down 3-2 to Dallas, so we need to get that one tied up and get back to Nashville for Game 7. So a huge game for Nashville tonight, too.
Always good, my friend. Great to chat with you. Best of luck to you. And if you guys continue to move on, you know I'm going to be there. So we'll see you down there quick, okay?
Appreciate it, Bill. Thanks a lot.
All right, Greeny. Talk to you soon, buddy. There you go. The president of your Milwaukee Admirals, John Greenberg. And the Admirals, they're a fun show to watch. They really are. They're a fun show to watch. They, well, obviously, you know the whole story. I mean, they needed to get into the postseason. They did that. They got throttled last night, no doubt. But today is a new day. Tomorrow will be a new day. And then they come back home and they're looking for your support. So hopefully they can get that all taken care of. Always good to talk to him. And he joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE. Or go to schneiderjobs.com. Don't forget, coming up in the final hour of the program, I'm going to talk some more NFL draft. Our Green and Gold analyst, Paul Emig, is going to be here. You're going to hear again, if you missed it earlier, Steve Novak joined us from Fox Sports Wisconsin. He'll be chatting with us. We'll chat with him. You'll hear that again if you didn't hear it. Also, hey, here's a question for you. Badgers, open to selling beer at Badger games. I'm not complaining. I got to be honest with you. I think it's hypocritical that they don't. Some go, oh, you're kidding me? It's about the kids. Nah, it's not about the kids. It's about the fans that are paying the money to go in and see the kids. It's about the fan experience, especially when you're sponsored by alcohol companies to begin with. Shut up. Serve it. You're talking about Wisconsin, for God. It's Wisconsin, for God's sakes. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.